Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker again rolled back the state's COVID-19 reopening plan on Tuesday, instating a 25% capacity limit on restaurants, gyms, houses of worship, and more starting Saturday. For business owners like Luke Marion of downtown Pittsfield Eatery Autos, the news is another blow in a brutal year. WAMC asked Marion what Baker's new orders mean for him, his business, and his staff.
I think you'd have to print my answer as expletive deleted, to be quite honest with you. Really, what the f-? I mean, that's it. You know, I get it. I really do. You know, restaurants are a vector for infection. I understand that. But, I mean, this is like, it's like constantly being pummeled is what this is like. You know, city, state restrictions, whatever. It's, you know, we opted into it to shut down indoor dining a few weeks ago before the city announced it in Pittsfield. And, you know, to make sure that we weren't going to have to close, you know, if we got COVID. You know, obviously business took a hit because, you know, there's only so much carry out and delivery people want. So what, like 2 weeks ago now, they reopened indoor dining. We start to see a little bit of a pickup for indoor dining. And, you know, it's, you know, starting to be able to pay our bills and all that. And 25 people is honestly nothing for us.
What's the normal capacity at Autos?
We can fit 100 people in the restaurant. We have seating for about 80. And, you know, with the distancing and all that, the guidelines for that, you know, 6 feet per table, 6 people per party, we can fit anywhere between 50 and 60 people comfortably. So this really, really draws us down in a big way.
Now, paint me a picture. Before the pandemic, before the restrictions, how many tables are you serving on, let's say, a busy weekend day?
A normal weekend day, pre-COVID, we could expect to serve, you know, between 250 and 400 people, probably.
What size of a staff do you have, and what impact has the closure broadly had on your ability to support that staff?
Before we closed, between part-time and full-time employees, I usually had between, you know, 12 when we draw down to, you know, when the summertime, probably closer to 15, 16 employees. Right now, I have probably 8 employees, and most of them are part-time. Every once in a while, somebody will touch full-time, you know, that 32 hours, but most of them are part-time right now. And, if you get 30 hours right now, you don't get unemployment. So it's been really tough on my employees.
Looking forward, what does the winter look like from this point onward, given the new restrictions?
So it's a tough question. So it says that it's at least 2 weeks. So I have to assume it's probably going to be longer. So now it's, do I close for 2 weeks and kind of stop the bleed, as it were? Obviously, I won't have any revenue coming in, but I also won't, you know, I won't have payroll. I won't have bills for food and all that stuff. So do I close for 2 weeks? Beginning next week, essentially, you know, run out the food I have this weekend and then, you know, say, well, I'll see you guys in 2 weeks, hopefully, to kind of try and save some money. It's been a crapshoot. I know most restaurants around, we've been really struggling for the past, you know, month or two. Normally, during the holidays, you can expect people to open their wallets. You know, everybody's out shopping, everybody's out eating. I think people are running out of money, and they're just not coming out in force. So I've been hoping, all right, well, you know, we'll get through Christmas. People will be like, all right, cool, that's over. Now we'll start spending money on going out again. But now we have, you know, a 25% cap on who we can let in the restaurant. And that really just kind of destroys my optimism about, all right, well, are we going to pick up again after Christmas? Because we're not going to pick up again after Christmas now.
Do you feel like you've gotten enough support from the government during the pandemic?
Absolutely not. No, you know, that's the tough part. You know, I do believe that indoor dining should be closed. And I do believe that, you know, we should be a lot more shut down in general than we are to get rid of this thing and to get ahead of it as quickly as possible. But it's an unrealistic expectation to have that happen because we're not getting enough help from the government. Yes, you know, I got the PPP and I've gotten some stuff from the city and from the state. And, you know, there's always, you know, new $5,000-$10,000 grants coming up. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not enough. You know, the money we got from the PPP back in April, you know, that sustained us through the summer and helped me keep my employees, you know, on full time and everybody getting paid. And we build a restaurant and we run a restaurant and, you know we need to make X amount of dollars in order to break even. And that's just, that can't happen with what's happening right now. And without help from the state, you know, the city doesn't have enough money to help us, but without enough money from the state and from the Fed especially, this is not going to be a happy winter for restaurants.